WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program. Almost made myself work an extra hour. I'm just kidding. I don't go anywhere when the show is over. I'm here for hours and hours and hours. Actually left at 10:45 p.m. the other night, although I left for a few hours in between. And last night, almost 8 o'clock. Actually, no, it was after 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I work a lot. Sketty sent an app chat message. She wants to know why the old profile pictures are on our YouTube podcasts. We've updated the photos. It's just what happens is when you send them in, these services that catch the podcast and repeat them, like we don't have any control over it. It just kind of all goes out through the RSS feed. And when that happens, they don't always update the new artwork. Or if I change the show description, they don't always update that. And I don't worry about it. I used to be more concerned, like I'd say, oh my God, there's still all these photos of me, you know, 100 pounds heavier around, and that's not accurate anymore. I want to have those changed out to the slimmer Timmer. But instead, I've just realized, like, nah, let those pictures stay out there, because then when people see me, they either, like, are really congratulatory, like, oh, wow, you look great. You look a lot different than your photo. Yeah, well, you lost a lot of weight. Or they think something's wrong, and then they don't say anything at all. And I make them unintentionally feel awkward. And that can kind of be fun too. So no, I don't worry about it too much. I was always like, that's not a good angle. You can see my double chin and that. And like, now I'm like, whatever. I don't care. I've done a good job of losing weight and kind of leveled off a bit, you know, found what's going to work for me. And now if I want to lose a little bit more, I got to do a little bit more work. I think maybe another 20 pounds at the most. That would get me down to like 165. That should be fine. So I'll work on that this summer. Because I've got to get my cardio up. It's so much better than it was. But I've got to get it up even more. Because this year, for the first time, this will be my third year in the Nicole Podkowa 5K walk and run. This will be my third year raising money to help families battling cancer. But for the first time ever, it's not going to be just me walking. I'm going to have a team. And if you want to join my team, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, or send me an app chat message. I'd love to have you on my team. And we're going to try to raise as much money as we can, but we're also going to support each other while we walk this 5K. I'm not going to run. If you want to be on my team and you want to be a runner, and you want to try to get a personal best time or whatever it may be, feel free. You don't have to stay with the pack. But I'm going to stay with the pack. And although I do want to best my time from the last 2 years, so we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I definitely want as many people that want to be part of my team as possible. People like me that thought I would never be able to complete a 5K. I want you to join my team and we're going to do it together. So it's happening on October 6th. It's a Sunday. And again, all the money raised goes to help families battling cancer. And after going through cancer myself and the folks at South Coast Health saving my life, I want to make sure that we help others that are in the same position. And actually, these people are much worse than I was because I didn't really have to go through much. I just had to have a kidney taken out. Everybody else that has to go through chemo and radiation and all the other things that are associated with that, they've got a much harder time than I did. That's why I got invited to the Cancer Survivors Luncheon, and it feels weird because I don't consider myself a cancer survivor because I don't feel like my life was ever threatened by it. But I get it. So if you want to be part of the team, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, or send me an app chat message or whatever, and we'll make it happen. I did a 5K once when I was, you know, I wasn't at my heaviest, but I wasn't great. I was probably like around 250, 260. And it was a friend of ours was doing it as a fundraiser for breast cancer. She did it every year. She had a team, and she asked us to be part of the team this one year. And so we ended up doing it. It was my wife at the time and my sister-in-law and my son when he was probably like 10. And it was in Brockton. And we had to walk from Brockton High School to Brockton Hospital. The one that's, whatever, I think it's Brockton Hospital, but the one that's on, you know, the far east side of town. And you had to walk through some kind of, at first you walk through these nice neighborhoods close to the high school, but then you start getting into these really sketchy neighborhoods. And I was like, well, I definitely want to set a personal best time because I don't want to be hanging around some of these areas, but it was fine. It was a Sunday morning. But, you know, I had the built-in excuse of, well, I'm walking with a little kid and two other people that have never done this before either. So I don't have to have a good time. Well, I mean, not a good time, but I don't have to have a good finishing time. But then when I started doing this one, I was like, well, let's just see what happens year one. And then year two, I wanted to improve on it and we'll see where it goes in year three. But what I care about more is being able to raise as much money as we can. And so I'll let you know all about how you can donate when we get closer to it. If you'd rather just make a donation rather than actually walk and raise funds on your own. Okay. 508-996-0500. We've been talking about it started off where we were talking about the mayor's press conference yesterday. So he was on with Chris yesterday and he was talking about how, you know, we would appreciate it if ICE could give us a heads up when they're doing these operations. And then I had reached out to the police department because Chris had sources that told him there was a heads up from ICE. And that there was someone within the department that received that and then put out an email to everybody within the department. And then I got a response back from Holly Huntoon, who is the media person for the police department, who said that was a miscommunication on our part. And let me just read it to you exactly. I don't want to incorrectly characterize what was said. She said there was a miscommunication on our end with the mayor's office. The NBPD did receive a call from ICE Monday morning during its activity in the North End. That practice has been inconsistent and at times unclear. For example, ICE told us Monday morning they were conducting an operation in the area of Dean Street when the incident in question occurred blocks away on Tallman Street. And as I was explaining this morning, you know, it's blocks away, but it's not a whole bunch of blocks away. And I would forgive somebody who is not a New Bedford resident coming in and, you know, getting a little confused, especially in that area where you're dealing with Acushnet Avenue and Ashley Boulevard, where there's areas where you can only go in one direction and roads split and all that kind of stuff. So I can understand if they were confused about that. But the point is, in Holly Huntoon's statement, they have been inconsistent and at times unclear in the information that they're giving the police department and the city. And what they're looking for is just better cooperation. The mayor has said, you know, we're going to cooperate with ICE. If we have information that they want, we are going to give it to them. He said, we are not a sanctuary city. A sanctuary city is where they intentionally hide criminal immigrants. They intentionally obstruct ICE from being able to do its job. And that's not what New Bedford is. New Bedford says, ICE, if you got to come in here and run an operation, fine. But we want to know about it. You want information from us? Fine. But you've got to give us information too. We're not going to do your job for you. We don't have the manpower for that. Nor do we have the authority for that. But we're not going to get in the way of you doing your job. Because, you know, a former federal prosecutor like John Mitchell understands the job that's being done. He is not going to stand in the way of that. But what he's asking for here is a little consideration. If you are expecting us to share information with you, please give us a heads up as well, which is common practice in law enforcement unless, you know, you have a reason to believe that for some reason letting law enforcement or the city know would put that at risk. And there's no evidence that ICE would not be able to trust the police and not be able to trust the administration. I know a caller earlier said, well, look at the Snitch City stuff. I mean, do you feel like that? But that is not what this is about. The New Bedford Police Department, I'm sure, would love to have every criminal immigrant that could be removed from the streets removed if they're out there causing crimes. It makes their job easier. It makes their lives safer. Even Governor Healey has said that. Yeah. Take the bad guys away. The problem is make sure that you have the bad guys. And make sure that even as you are taking the bad guys away, you're still following the law as you do it. Just because you feel somebody else broke the law doesn't give you the right to break the law in return. 508-996-0500. And not to mention, they have the same constitutional protections as a U.S. citizen. Anybody who steps foot on U.S. soil is guaranteed the rights of the Constitution. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Sorry, I have to apologize for my voice in advance. Goes in and out. Anyway, I'm not really, I enjoy listening to your program and the exchange and like-minded folks and some unlike-minded. Anyway, my point of the call is, I'm just wondering how many of these people who are all for the convicted felon number 47 in all these practices, how many of them will be in church this Sunday? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean,
I want to know. I'm just saying, I'm being funny.
No, I get what you're saying, yeah.
Because, you know, this whole thing is such a joke. We should be caring about one another, not parties. And how many of you, these callers, that makes me laugh, and I will be the first to admit, you know, I feel definitely, yes, if they're not here legally, but do it the right way, constitutionally, not in the dark of the night or sneaking around. I'm going to tell you of a quick incident. 2 weeks ago, we were in, my daughter and I, the Quincy Home Depot. All of a sudden, Tim, if you don't think it, this was frightening, 3 big black Suburbans come swooping in the parking lot. And when I say swooping, I do mean swooping. They came around, circled, and then they pulled in the front. I'm like, what's the show all about? But it was frightening sitting there because you're like, what's going on? And it doesn't matter if you didn't break the law or it does matter. Don't get me wrong. That's the point. You can just be an innocent bystander coming out of, we're going in Home Depot. I mean, I can't imagine being swooped up like that. And I'll just finish with this. Like I say, go ahead. No, my biggest point was, all these people claim to be the followers of Christ. This is not what Christ would do. Not what Jesus would do. Okay. I had to vent because I, like others, turn my program off at 9, only when he has special guests, because it's just disappointing. And I don't get me wrong, I like the talk show hosts. And the open line is nice because it is just that, an open line. But can we be respectful? And, you know, this ignorance of colorism and just instilling fear in people all the time. Oh, they're illegal. They're rapists. Guess what? Your next door neighbor. Unfortunately, what are we seeing? Teachers, police. It's all around us. But people get it. We're all in it together. And we can only get out of this together. And I believe God is the only one that has the answer for us. But with that, have a great day. Totally enjoy your show. And I will be shutting it off at 9 because I just can't stand the pandering. Okay.
That's absolutely right. Thank you so much. You have a great day, too.
You too. Bye.
And listen, I will never, as much as I would say, even if you don't agree with our host the rest of the day, they still have entertaining programs. And you should, instead of turning it off and ignoring it, you should call in and debate it and discuss it. Call in and bring in that other viewpoint. But I get it. Sometimes, it gets your blood pressure up and it's better to just walk away. I have to do that sometimes, too. I have the radio on in my office if I'm in my office working, and there's times that I click it off and I'm like, not right now. But that's also because I have to resist the urge to just come bombing into the studio and be like, what do you mean? How can you say that? Because I don't want to interrupt the guys when they're doing their shows. But I also would say, if at 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 12 o'clock or whatever time, if you decide that it's better for you to turn off the radio, that's fine. As long as you come back and listen at some other point. I say that because I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't, because I tell everybody that doesn't like me, just turn off the radio from 6 to 9 and come back when Chris is on. The need to send app chat messages to tell me how horrible I am, or to call in and tell me what an idiot I am, or to go on Facebook and make comments all the time about me. I guess you have TDS, right? Tim Derangement Syndrome. By your own definition, if I'm Trump deranged, I guess you're all Tim deranged. But seriously, I'm not trying to force anybody to listen to anything that they're not going to enjoy. We want you to enjoy the programs. We want you to enjoy your time spent with WBSM, although some of you might be swallowing that, no matter who you like and dislike, just to hear those win cash codes because you want to win the money. You say, I'll put up with Weisberg and his lunatic rantings if it means I might win $1,000. And if you're waiting for that, well, I'm about to get you off the hook and make it so that you can turn me off for the next half hour, because here you go. All right, we have a couple callers on hold. We will get to you, but if Mike Roberts will quit if I don't have him do the news right now, because I've been pushing him off throughout the course of the morning. So let's get a quick news update with Mike Roberts, and then we'll get right back to your calls. 508-996-0500.
A Tennessee missionary released in South Africa, a judge threatening the White House with contempt, and a drivers with disabilities law is one step closer in California.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A new California law aims to assist drivers with disabilities during traffic stops by allowing them to present blue envelopes with key information about their vehicle insurance and needed accommodations. It's already in parts of California, but a new bill would expand the program statewide. The envelopes signal to an officer a need for patience and understanding. The DMV is overseeing their distribution. Participation is voluntary, but concerns about privacy and resources have been raised. The bill is set for discussion on April 28th. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he's ramping up efforts to get more data on the rising rates of child autism in the U.S. The House and Human Services Secretary told reporters yesterday the studies available are at least 2 years old, and he wants to change that.
We are going to have updated real-time data so that people can look at this, so Americans can understand what is happening with chronic disease in this country in real time.
Kennedy recently promised to find the cause of autism by September. A federal judge is announcing potential contempt prosecution against White House officials. Judge James Boasberg wants to know why the Department of Justice did not turn around the deportation plans of hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador mid-flight. The White House says the order was oral and not written and was not valid. The Supreme Court lifted Boasberg's temporary ban on deportations, and the issue appeared to be over, but now Boasberg has given the DOJ a deadline to explain the flights. The issue is now back in the focus with the mistaken deportation of a man living in Maryland to El Salvador. As the Republican-led State House of Florida investigates his wife's foundation, Governor DeSantis accuses members of trying to defund the police. Karen Curtis reports.
Flanked by law enforcement, Governor DeSantis accused the House of being a swamp bent on defunding the police in their current budget.
This is a donkey in an elephant suit when they're going after law enforcement. This is not what they campaigned on when they sought your vote. You elected this House under false pretenses.
DeSantis says currently the House budget defunds law enforcement raises and their life-saving ballistic armor. He says it also cuts 84 current Florida State Trooper positions.
The NAACP suing the Department of Education over efforts to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in schools.
The federal lawsuit argues the government's moves are discriminatory and unconstitutional and have a chilling impact on efforts to make sure Black students are given equal educational opportunities. The suit filed Tuesday mentioned schools like Brown and Harvard universities, which have seen federal funding freezes over DEI initiatives and other policies. The NAACP claims the Department of Education is making policies based on factual inaccuracies and misinterpretations of civil rights laws. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
An American missionary kidnapped by armed gunmen in South Africa has been rescued after a deadly shootout.
Josh Sullivan is a pastor from Maryville, Tennessee. He was preaching last week at Fellowship Baptist Church in South Africa's Eastern Cape province when four masked men kidnapped him, later demanding a ransom. A special police task force known as the Hawks tracked Sullivan down Tuesday night and got into a firefight with his kidnappers. Three suspects were killed. Sullivan was found unharmed in a safe house in what authorities say is excellent condition. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over Tampa last night. 1-0. White Sox are traveling to Boston tomorrow at 7:10. And the Celtics are facing the Orlando Magic in the first round of the NBA playoffs this weekend. Game one of their best of seven starts Sunday afternoon at 3:30 at the Garden in Boston.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
If you don't have plans to be outdoors today just yet, I highly suggest you make some because the weather today is going to be lovely. Now we do start a little chilly, a little below average with temperatures in the mid and upper 30s, but plenty of sunshine widespread for the South Coast today. So enjoy the sun. It's going to help boost our temperatures back to where they should be this afternoon. And that is in the upper 50s. Not bad for this time of year. It'll be a little breezy, especially by the water, but not nearly as windy as what we saw yesterday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
And we're going to get right back into the conversation, but a reminder that tomorrow, not only is it going to be Fun Friday, but as part of Fun Friday, we're going to have the Come to My Window contest. Today's the last day you can enter online to win tickets to see Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. It is standing room only, though. Keep that in mind. But the last day to enter online, we'll draw our last online winner today. But tomorrow, you can come to my window and let me know that you want to win a pair of those tickets. And then everybody that shows up, we'll enter your name into a drawing and we'll pull just from the people that arrive. And if nobody shows up, we'll pull another name from the online list. But I hope some people come. We're going to do it between 7 and 9. So don't come before 7 because it might be a little too dark still for me to see you out the window. So 7 to 9 tomorrow. Come to my window. You can sing to me. You can wear a Melissa Etheridge shirt. You can bring a Joss Stone poster, whatever it is. And we'll see who actually does show up. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the calls. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. This is for that poor lady that was shaken by what she saw, by the testimony that she gave previously before the news on your show to read 2 Timothy chapter 1 to stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is not the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Also, Philippians chapter 1 would be helpful for her to, if she receives it. And what you was talking about earlier about the race that you was involved with, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, that would really benefit you as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. All right, let's go to the next call here. This one, good morning. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good day, Tim. Ferris Freud checking in.
Hey, Ferris.
Up Island, Martha's Vineyard, Chilmark General Store. And I wanted to call in and tell you that I'm simpatico with you about this business about people who are critical or disrespectful to a talk show host broadcaster. Let them try it themselves, okay? This is not easy work that you're doing. This requires a certain amount of talent, hard work, and a combination of the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
Oh, hold on. There's sorry there, Ferris. I accidentally put you on hold trying to put another call on hold.
Oh, you did. Now, should I introduce myself again? Ferris Freud checking in from Up Island, Martha's Vineyard.
No, we heard all of it. We heard it right up to the part where you were praising me. But if you want to keep doing that, I'm fine with that, too.
Well, there was no praise for you, Tim. I said I'm simpatico with your people who what I say is let them try it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you listen to a lot of talk radio, and you're the world's number one caller broadcaster.
Well, it's got to be, appreciate that. I haven't seen you since September 15th of 18 out there at the Century House in Acushnet. When Howie Carr brought Ann Coulter in to sit on stage there. Do you recall that?
I do.
That day?
Yes.
I don't know if there have been any since then, but I just wanted to say I'm simpatico because this is not easy work for a host broadcaster to sit down and try to provide a combination of entertainment and enlightenment that can you can't satisfy all the people all the time. It is National Mushroom Day. It's also National Husband's Day. I'm not aware, Tim. Are you a husband of someone?
I was.
You were. Yeah, we're we all, right? But National Husband's Day, these are some of the things you don't find at the top of the list. If you look and you Google it, you'd find that it was National Cheeseball Day. But I was compelled to call when I saw New Bedford was at the head of the national news today. And I've been promoting the extrication of all the illegal foreigners and the illegal alien invaders that are destroying New Bedford. And Fox News Channel had the videotape of an ICE officer smashing the window of a car to pull out a an illegal alien invader. And I was glad to know that the people who were calling into your station at all hours of the day have been advocating to get rid of the celeritate, which is a worm with no backbone, the mayor of New Bedford, and get a Republican in there who can save the city. I mean, the level of depravity and destruction in New Bedford is amazing. I want to come up there soon for a Rose Alley reunion with Chris McCarthy. And I don't expect to see the streets populated with homeless and foreigners. You know, we got to return New Bedford to its former greatness. And I was amazed. I'm not sure if you're aware that New Bedford is the headline story.
Yeah,
that's the national cable news.
That story's been making the rounds, and that's the thing is like now we're getting the national media descending upon here, and I'm sure they're expecting that there'll be more ICE action here as well.
Well, how old is that videotape that I saw this morning?
I believe that happened Monday.
Have you had any more of those listener get-togethers out at the Century House with Howie and
we have not. No, Howie's pretty much in Mar-a-Lago all the time now.
What a chump. Okay, well, how about Taylor? Is Taylor still over there censoring calls at...
yes, he is still there, yes.
You know, what a squirrel Taylor Cormier is. I mean, he bans callers. He has no business censoring my calls on Howie's... we call it a shite show, shite, S-H-I-T-E-S-H-O-W, shite show. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm simpatico because, you know, people have FDS, Ferris Derangement Syndrome, and some have TIM Derangement Syndrome, TDS. But you got to soldier on, bro. I mean, don't listen to these pinheads.
Absolutely.
Do your thing. Do it with confidence and do it with aplomb. Now, I'm not telling you where to put the plumb, but put it in your left hand.
Right.
Because if you have beauty in your eye, what are you holding in your hand?
Well,
I wonder if I screwed this up.
I just look at it as wish in one hand and you know what's in the other. So,
well, there was a joke. If you have beauty in one eye, yeah. Oh, you have a bee because beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay.
Is that a good one or is that corny?
No, I like it. I like that a lot.
Well, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. You take care, Ferris.
Good luck.
All right. It has been a while since I've spoken with Ferris Freud, the world's number one caller broadcaster. But you can hear him quite frequently on the Chris McCarthy Show. Let's see. What do I got for time? All right. Let me take one more call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. It's Hetty Green.
Good morning, Hetty Green. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Counting money, you know, is my favorite time, and it's a lovely day.
Well, it's great to hear from you. I'm assuming that there's probably a chance for people to come and meet you coming up soon.
Absolutely. This Saturday at, of course, the New Bedford National Park. Hetty's going to talk about why they called her a witch and some other miserable, nasty names, and kind of explain why that happened. And she became, by the age of 38, she was the richest woman in America. What a accomplishment, you know. I don't know if I, Irene Dupre Gutierrez, couldn't have done it no matter what. She was brilliant. But I want people to know, 1 o'clock, National Park, and she's speaking today. We'd like to have people out. It's great because Hetty pretty much filled the auditorium every single time, and I'd like to keep it like that. So I thank you, sir. I just, again, wanted to just let it be known, and that's what happens next.
Well, we appreciate it, and Hetty and you, Irene, are both welcome anytime.
Oh, thank you for that. Then you will hear from me again later on. But, you know, let them know it's Saturday, 1 o'clock, and we thank you.
All right. You take care, and give Hetty our best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we are going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. You're unbelievable. And welcome back in. Of course, as I've been telling you, we are giving away those tickets to see Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone. They're brought to us by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And Stevie's Wine and Spirits, located at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, it is the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy anything that has a Purple Dot on the shelf next to it. You can ask for a sample before you buy it. And that's a great way to try all different kinds of things that you might never would have tried before. But also another great way is by participating in some of their tasting events. And they have 2 tastings happening on Saturday. And in fact, they're going to overlap a little bit. So you can try a couple of different things. Because this coming Saturday from 2 to 4, they're going to be sampling High and Wicked. Now, High and Wicked is both, they have both straight bourbon and they have straight rye. And that straight bourbon, by the way, is cask strength. Oh, man, so good. But the rye is even better. I'm more of a rye guy. Anyway, that's going to be a tasting event happening Saturday from 2 to 4. And then from 3 to 5, they're going to be tasting some different wines from Westport Rivers. The Grace Chardonnay, the Wine of the Harvest from 2024, and the Grace Pinot Noir. So that's happening Saturday from 3 to 5. So, you know, make sure you're there around 3 o'clock and you'll be able to sample all of that and more. Plus, they always have a bunch of wines at their self-tasting station. And again, the Purple Dot, you can ask to try before you buy. Make sure you join the Rackhouse Club if you are a whiskey drinker. They have the Rackhouse Club where you sign up, and for the same price every month, you get a bag that has something that's worth at least that, usually more. And you get 10% off all your whiskey bourbon purchases all month long. And you can join the Craft Beer Club too and earn money off your craft beer purchases. Find out about all that and more and experience some of these great tasting events at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And make sure you stop by and check it out for yourself so you can see what it's all about, but also follow them on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits to see all the great stuff that they're always posting there. Sometimes reposting the photos I post when I'm there, because I'm there a lot. All right, I'm going to take one final break here before the end of the show. We will be right back. All right. That is the B-52s. You know, and if you had that album when it first came out, you would be 52 now. I wish I could take credit for that joke, but it's from a meme. That's all right. If you've never seen the meme, you thought I made it up, so you can just go with that. That's fine. Just keep thinking that. All right. Well, hey, listen. Check out WBSM.com, the WBSM app. I've got a story there today about Massachusetts' nasty new tick that you need to be concerned about. But you don't really have to be too concerned about it right now. It's not prevalent all over Massachusetts. And of course, the expert that's going to come and speak at the New Bedford Science Cafe coming up in a couple of weeks can give you more information about it. But you can learn about the Lone Star tick at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But really, make sure you turn out for the Science Cafe event. If you've never been to a New Bedford Science Cafe event, I cannot recommend them any higher. It is so much fun. You go and they always have, you know, it's at the last round. So they always have great drink specials going on, kind of themed to the Science Cafe event. But also, it's not even a formal lecture. It's a conversation and then a chance to kind of talk to everybody else. And it's just really a good time. And it happens in the early evening. Free parking. Free admission. You don't have to buy anything, but, you know, it's helpful if you support the last round and check it out and learn about the Lone Star tick and then come back for the Science Cafe again and again and again and learn more things. It's great to have people that are so knowledgeable that come and talk about it. And it's even better when it's happening in a great bar like the Last Round Bar and Grill. All right. That's going to do it for me. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. I will be back tomorrow for Fun Friday. We will have Come to My Way.